This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self on Joy 94.9 Hide and Seek with Andrew the Apprentice and Dean Beck.
Hello.
And Dean, the gay community is pretty good at throwing a party.
Yeah, look, I've been known to throw the odd one myself. And a party too.
But there's a certain do's and don'ts, aren't there, of having a good party?
Yes, you want to be bloody sure of the guest list, because if you get that wrong, it'll look like an episode of Melbourne Housewives.
So, two gentlemen who have been having some parties over the years, Bruce and Peng, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
Thank you, and nice to be here.
Now, you guys have been running parties, private parties, in a warehouse in Melbourne over the last few years. When did you start off doing
that? How did it start?
Yeah.
Well, it actually started as a housewarming party when I first moved to our house. I even brought the poster to prove it, like it's pretty.
this is radio. Visuals aren't great.
Yeah, visual isn't great, but it's honestly, it's a housewarming party.
That went wrong. It was a men-only housewarming party.
From what I can see, it looks terribly innocent from the graphics that you provided.
It is pretty innocent, and around 1 o'clock when you said goodbye to some other guys, and say, oh, I see you, and you turn around, a couple of guys are starting to kissing and doing themselves already. I was like, where is this going?
And it just snowballed from there.
Well, it went wrong, so we decided to try it again about 6 months later and see whether it went wrong the second time, and it repeated. So 11 parties later.
Yep.
We concluded on Friday, last Friday.
So you had your last hurrah.
Unfortunately. Well, maybe your last. We don't know yet.
So how did you go from we're just going to have a housewarming to then deciding, what was the discussion about, do we have another party, and what are the parameters of that party?
We actually quite like the format of what happened in our housewarming party, because the guys who stayed, they actually didn't know each other before, and you had a little bit of time to talk during the actual housewarming party and get to know each other, and then by the end of the night it just happens. So we decided that's like, yeah, it's really good, a really good way to bring people together.
So are there rules that you had to put in place? What sort of framework did you, I guess, set out to make sure that it worked and worked within the parameters that you wanted it to work within?
Well, I'm not sure we actually set out. It kind of evolved. So, as Pong said, it was a housewarming party initially, and once that formula sort of seemed to work, then what we did in the subsequent parties was to repeat that. So the only rules were that it was purely social until midnight. Uh-huh. And after midnight, whatever happened. And we kind of went from there. We tried to keep it free of too many constraints.
Doors open at what time?
About 9.
About
normally,
9,
yeah.
Okay.
So people got a good 3 hours to chat and mingle
and to socialise. Yeah. Socialise. Get to know each other and just have a good party. And it's good for a lot of guys, because it means that they've got that time to decide if they really, it's their thing or not. And if it's not, get out.
Okay.
So one of the things you've done over the years and over the 11 parties is do some themes. Can you run through a bit about choosing the themes and what the themes have been?
In the beginning, we just decided to keep it like a fetish, because fetish is a little bit of his thing, a little bit of my thing, and I'm a bondage master in training myself. So in the first few parties, we just kept it very consistent, always fetish.
Yep.
And we actually throw some demonstrations all through the social part as well. So there's always like two or three masters coming to the party, and every hour we'll choose one of them and do their thing and entertain the crowds. And if the crowds get scared, yes, that's a time to...
So we call for volunteers, and then have someone get tied up and maybe someone get flogged or whatever. And that became then part of the party entertainment. This was all happened before midnight.
What I'm hearing is that there are lots of opportunities for people to stay and continue, or to, of their own free will, leave quietly.
Mm, that's right. But I think that kind of activity was, for a lot of guys, it was the first time they ever had a chance to stand up in front of a crowd of people, because we would be getting, 50, at that time, 50, 60 people turn up and be, for example, publicly flogged or you know, bound and tied up.
Which begs the question, how do you guarantee a safe environment? By that I mean a venue that isn't going to be overrun or raided, or how do you sort of manage that?
I don't know.
50 people's a lot of people.
Well, I mean, our last party on Friday night, we had over 100.
Right.
So it snowballed. It's kind of out of control now. It's snowballed over the last 5 years, because we've basically done 2 a year.
Sure.
I don't think we really needed to have a safe, to go out of our way to create a safe environment. People have been respectful.
Yeah, I think the fact it's in someone's house made a difference. So people will be more conscious, like, I'm actually in someone's house rather than a public venue or a pub. Mm. Mm. Level of awareness is quite high.
I mean, I'm pleased to hear that. Mm, yeah, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And I should say, you know, it's not... We're really fortunate in the place we're in as a converted factory. So it's not a conventional house. It's a big space. It's an open space.
I'm hearing
space.
Concrete floors.
Yes. Parts concrete, yeah, parts wooden. But it just... And it's down a dark, narrow laneway in inner Melbourne. And so it's very secluded. We don't have many neighbours around. So it kind of lends itself to this sort of thing.
Sounds pretty good.
House commission up the road. That sets us in.
Were there any considerations to worrying about neighbours or... because, I mean, 100 people walking down a rather random laneway which normally has no traffic might be... people might wonder what the hell's going on.
The lane is pretty dark, and generally it's only the parking, the car park access to the front house, so it's not too bad. And the neighbors, the only neighbor who can hear us is the neighbor that is quite noisy. They often create noise for us, so like, hey, now is the time to get back to them.
And we get on well with the other neighbours, but it's an interesting point. Over the 5 years we've been there, the nature of the laneway has changed, like it in a city does.
Sure.
And there are now like four or more dwellings in that lane that weren't there before. So
it's time to move on.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah.
Now, one of the things is, you know, any good party has a good mix of guests. And as you said, you've grown from having, you know, 20, 30, 40 people originally up to over 100 in last Friday. How do you go about selecting your guests? Or is it a selection? Or how's it gone over the years?
We've basically just invited friends. And then we've added each party. I've sort of used the social media channels to promote's not the right word for it, just to let people know that if they're curious that something's going on, and they'll send me mails. So typically at any party we'd get about a third, I guess, a first timers.
Yep.
And that keeps it fresh and keeps it sort of rolling over. And over the 5 years now, we've got a party invite list of around 600 people, I guess.
Yeah, but Bruce here, he's being a little bit, he's holding back himself. Because basically 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the party started, and he will be even earlier, and he will be on Grindr and Scruff and name all the app
choosing
people, send a message and ignore me for 3 weeks.
It is true. I mean, we tend to we tend to favour, but the people that come along tend to be that sort of 35 plus age group.
Yep.
We do get a number of people who are younger guys ask if they want to come along, and I usually warn them and say it's a 35 plus sort of party, and if that's your scene, then fine. And some just say no, it's not, and they go away. And others, for them, it suits them. But having said that, the number of guys under 35 that RSVP and then never front is actually quite high. I think a lot of guys chicken out.
Right,
that,
okay.
That's an age group.
Is it a case that you've ever done, not quotas isn't quite the right word, but, you know, trying to get a good mix of tops and bottoms?
Come on, Melbourne is bottom heavy.
Yes.
That's impossible.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, so it's just free for all.
We have to pull people from Sydney.
And that's true, actually.
Well, I think Andrew's had his question answered. We would love to hear from you. Have you held a sex party? Have you been to a sex party? We'd like to know some of your handy hints for running one of these things. Get in touch with us.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you, our special guests this evening, Bruce and Pung, who host, or have been at least, hosting sex parties.
That's right, 11 parties over 5 years. And we've had a message in on 0427JOY949, or was it on air at joy.org.au?
This one was actually via the Joy app.
There we go, the Joy app. You can get that at the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Thank you, Andrew.
Happily, a regular attendee at the warehouse parties have had a huge amount of fun at the last party. I got home at 4 a.m. and had dreams of fun for days afterwards. Thank you, boys. Hope for future parties. And that's from Steve.
Thank you very much for that, Steve.
Thank
very
you, good Steve. Of you. And Bruce, just reflecting on, you know, 11 parties over 5 years, is there anything that you did once that you would never do again?
Plenty, likely.
I was going to say no. Maybe you should answer the question then.
No, like the... I'll start with a guest.
No names.
But there are some messy ones. When we have them here once, and we decide, oh, okay, once is enough. Name off the list.
It's pretty rare, though.
It's pretty rare, but what they did is like.
Oh yeah, so, well, let's leave it there. Yeah.
But a key tip: if you are invited to a sex party or a private party,
do your work,
do
homework
do
beforehand.
Your homework. Yeah. Do some preparation.
I don't think so.
Let's move on.
Bruce, how do you create a party that will, as you know, as the participants know, we'll head into sex later on. How do you create an environment that's sex positive and also, you know, sex aware and
safe.
Mm.
For those that want to play the way they want to play?
Yeah. Mm. Fairly early on in the party, I think it was party two or something like that, we had Carlos from VAC reach out to us. And he offered to make sure that we had appropriate supplies, which was fantastic because we were forking out of our own pockets basically prior to that. And he's just been brilliant the whole way through, providing us with all the supplies we want, providing us with giveaways, each party different sort of giveaways to add a bit of fun, posters, whatever we needed really. He's come to the party with that, pardon the pun, and it's been great because we've had we've been able to say to people that, you know, the inevitable question comes up when people are asking about the party and is it safe or not, and do people, you know, go raw or whatever. We've been able to say, look, it's up to you, but we will provide everything you need.
Because, you know, even 50 people, you're going to need a couple hundred condoms potentially.
Yeah.
And so, they can be expensive.
So we just tell Carlos how many people are turning up and he provides us with them all.
And I should add that you don't have to wait for them to reach out to you. You can, if you are hosting, even if it's just for four people this weekend, you can go along or phone up VAC and tell them what you want and they will put together a pack for you and job's done.
Yep.
And brilliant. They've done it for all of the major parties, including Beyond over the years. And that's open to anyone, no matter how big your party is.
I've heard of others saying how they've rung up VAC and said, you know, I've got 20 guys coming over this weekend. Help me out.
Sorry, I just add one more tip to it. If you have a timber floor, make sure you tell Carlos and not do the silicon loop.
It becomes like an ice skating rink.
Yeah, no, good point. Thank you for that. No silicon lube on timber floors. But also, it's another good opportunity to remind people that they can get condoms and lube from the foyer of VAC for virtually at cost. And why VAC don't advertise that fact is beyond my comprehension. But you just turn up, there's a display cabinet with everything in it, including lube at cost, and go nuts, buy it. There you go.
We were mentioning before you've had themes over the years, and you inferring that the first batch sort of were fetish focused only. Did you change that over the time, or?
Yeah, we try to add just a little bit of vibe. Like when it's summer, we try to encourage people come in your swimmers.
Yep.
And we've done a flight themed ones, and we even designed the entire invite. As a flight ticket,
boarding pass.
Uh-huh, yeah. Instead of one word, we said it's gay word.
the fetish themes work really well, but the challenge with that is that a lot of guys, they take the easy route and don't come dressed in leather or whatever. And it requires people to be there who can be the masters to tie, to whip, whatever yep. it is we're doing. And it's always hard getting people to do that because, you know, guys want to come along and be part of the party and have fun as well, rather than have to take on a role to do something.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. How much of this is you guys having to run the show, and how much do you actually get to enjoy yourselves?
That's a good question. I think over the time, the balance has sort of tipped a little bit on that one, and as it gets bigger, you start to have more responsibility. And yeah, I want to be there and have fun as well, but there's increasingly you need to be the host.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a balance, and it does take over a little bit. You're always thinking about, you know, it can be, dare I say, you can be in the dark room and you hear a bottle drop and you think, oh, I've got to go and pick that up in case it smashes. You know, and that takes away the fun or the relaxation that you yourself have.
For sure.
And sometimes you're even in the sling, so you can't do anything about it.
or you hear that the neighbours are complaining or something. Which happened once.
Oh, someone will get that.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are speaking with Bruce and Pung around private play parties. If you've got something to tell us, let us know, and we're going to go a bit deeper later on and find out, get a good summary of the tips and do's and don'ts of hosting your own play party.
That's next.
Joy 94.9.
This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self on Joy.
And a bit of madness along the way.
We're talking private play parties. And, guys,
Bruce and Pung are with us.
Yes, Bruce and Pung are with us. I was trying to do. So I was thinking before, you got 600 odd people on your mailing list. Is it just in Excel? What's the best software?
What's the best you can do?
No. What's the best way to maintain? We're doing tips for
you idiot.
It's just a normal, normal contact list.
So there we go. I just need to get that off out of the air. What? Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Let's get the practical things out of the way.
Talking of practical things, how is it cleaning up after a party of 100 people?
Horrendous.
we always take photos before we clean up. And you have to remember your rubber gloves.
Yeah.
The dark room's okay, you can just hose it out because it's a garage.
Yeah, we're starting to do that after 8 parties, and we suddenly had a snap. It's like, oh, actually, we have a garage. And let's do that instead
of a dark room.
Instead of just doing it in the living room, which leaves a huge mess to clean up after. Yeah, so that was.
But you're the one who's the condom crazy one. You're the one who counts every time.
You don't do a check-in.
The success of the party is like,
just can't help myself. Sorry.
So what did we top on Friday?
We don't need to know. But thank you anyway.
So, have you ever been cleaning up and found something you weren't expecting?
Lots of
careful how you answer that.
Lots of leftovers. The lost and found department seems to grow. We've got some interest. We had pilot's caps and
cock rings.
Of course, and ammo bottles.
Yeah, they never have to buy ammo.
All sorts of bits of clothing,
And maybe even the odd something else from time to time.
Yeah, look. what I found in the toilet was amazing. Well, okay, that's a dirty part. Let's park that. Last Friday.
You've got a fixation on it.
That's why I ask, is there a limit in this show before I even start it?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, last Friday, I even found there's a pair of pants left in the house.
Full pants? Full normal trousers.
Pants. Yes, so someone went home without pants.
There you go. If you are missing pants.
And if you got the tram home with that. Guys, there must be the odd story that's come to the fore that you can share with us. Again, no names, but any funny anecdotes that you've had along the way?
Well, I heard last Friday night that someone got led up the laneway stark naked with a collar and lead through suburbia to a nearby park where they were humiliated in the middle of the night. And I'm not looking at anyone, but yes.
They may or may not be present. Andrew.
That's what I heard.
Have you ever like written down your stories or anything like that? Have you thought about doing that?
Really.
Not really.
Have the police ever turned up?
No, it's never been an issue. Never been an issue.
There was some taxi driver turned up and left in the hurry.
Yeah, our front door is very open, so you can see into the factory.
So somebody's gone to leave. So
in the early days when people were dressed in fetish and was sort of a bit more fetish oriented, the taxi drivers would turn up and then speed off hurriedly. So we put up a curtain to block the main doorway.
Uber this.
Yeah, exactly.
So in over as we said, 11 parties over 5 years, I'm taking it you don't regret it at all.
It's been a lot of hard work. But we wouldn't have done 11 parties if it wasn't rewarding.
Pung, your top three tips for us.
My top
three tips. If I was going to host a party, what would be your top three tips for me?
Always get help so you won't divorce your husband.
Right. Volunteers?
Volunteers. Yeah. Like we just put out the... We use Facebook to invite people as well. And the other night, we need help. And we just post a working bee cry for help thing on Facebook and say, well, and then there's like five or six people just turn up and say, okay, we'll help.
That's good.
Yeah. They were there for the cleanup though.
So that's get volunteers. Yep.
And always prepare a rubber gloves.
Right. Hopefully they'll come thanks to Carlos at VAC. Mm-hmm. And one more.
Ugh, this is difficult.
Move everything into the garage so you can hose it down.
Yes. Right. The one.
Just party-proof the house, I think it is.
Party-proof. Has anything been broken or smashed or wrecked?
It has actually on occasion, but not so much in the party. We had like a huge glass vase of condoms bounced off the subwoofer one night and smashed on the floor. and you know, as a host, you then have to clean up that because you don't want people stepping on glass, obviously.
And you said before, Bruce, that... When you're getting your invite list, check out all the apps and do a bit of recruitment that way. It's a good way. What are your, apart from what was said before, what are some of the other key recommendations?
Your top three.
I think it's just about choosing a date and doing it. It's like we are really aware through what people's comments have been that this sort of thing doesn't happen very often, and I'm really amazed by that because. Everyone loves it. It's a great thing, and it's even though it's hard work, it's very rewarding. And I don't understand why more people don't have these sort of parties. So I think it's just about choosing a date, committing to it, and then going out and starting to build a circle of loyal followers, if you like, and going from there.
And as you said before, one of the differences, I guess, in your parties is that you provide the space for socialisation prior to anything else happening.
Yep, I think that's the one of the most successful part of our party. It's the people do get the time to know each other rather than just jump in, hold your breath.
Purely social until midnight. Come, have a drink, mix, mingle, chat.
And have you had people that were single before they arrived but have kept on coming back as couples afterwards?
I think there's a few people have sort of. But probably the opposite's true as well. We've had people come along that have a hasty retreat because they see their ex inside, and it's like, oh, I'm getting out of here.
Well, so, you've managed to stay together as a couple yourself, yes. So congratulations. What's next? You're moving house, I'm told.
Yeah, we have to move out. Unfortunately, right. The property was rented, so until we know where we're moving, who knows? But the sort of place is, it's so perfect for this kind of party that I think we'd be lucky to find anything that would compete.
It's not going
to
stop you looking, though, is it?
No, it's not. And you know, maybe it's a different format. Maybe it's time for something different. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, we just set as a bench bar. Can you bench put? Bar. Can you shove in 100 people in this house?
Well, Bruce Pung, thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek and sharing some of your insights into how to run a sex party. We appreciate it.
Go and do it. We want to be invited.
Thanks, you guys. Are listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.